You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo, Mixtape Addict.
You can do it for the love, or do it for the thugs. No, we no darn fool, you better get your paper up. Sweet as a buttercup, out here dancing with bulls like Kevin Costner. I don't be stepping with no imposters. Halloween dress up cats that wanna act like they from the struggle just because they rap. I don't be messing with that, it ain't official. Fight break out right now, they in the back with the bishop. Using up all the toilet tissue, scared as hell. It's just the reason when you rap, better keep it real. Why ends attached ya, you acting extra. Get a little bread, acting like they next up. Ballin', but the bills are still calling. Get that paper up, push through, and stop stalling. No longer mess with birds, but get to the bread. Ain't nothing wrong with an honest life with Christ instead. It's peace.
Mixtape at it.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil. Though we gotta have it, it can deceive you.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil. Though we gotta have it, it can
deceive you. Yeah, yeah. King Flo. DJ King Flo. My man Lex LaGuardia. DJ King Flo. Mixtape. When I first started, I knew it wouldn't be easy. Niggas chasing the same goal for cheesy. So what separates you from the rest of your crew? Are you the man in the front? Are you do what they do? Calling the shots, are you doing the shooting? Hope it's really computing. You dudes, it's really confusing. You can't be the boss if you ain't writing checks. The world's like Derek Kavanaugh, cause they keep his knee on our necks. They respect them as Lex, Lakaza 007. Military war vet, flow ferocious. Soldier first, but won't back up no bullshit. I answer to God, so don't think I'm foolish. Oh, you can trick me out my character with gifts, that's nefarious. I put my trust in God and he gon' carry us. And with that behind you, it forces you to leave shit. Might be a minute for you see this shit.
Strive for the best.
They be going right, we going left. We switch that, make our own steps. We leaders, not followers. Life will swallow ya. Make a name in the game, get your dollars up. We gon' strive for the best. They be going right, we going left. We switch that, make our own steps. We leaders, not followers. Life will swallow ya. Make a name in the game. From the trenches, but my heart's divine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine.
DJ King Flo.
He always with me through the ill times. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine. Still shine. Still shine. Still shine.
Still shine. Baby, let's go.
Praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine. Still shine. I still shine. Still gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine. Still shine. Thanks to Christ, I'm never alone. He on my souls while my head's higher than a totem pole. And now I'm winning. Yeah, I'm grinning. Ice look like it snowed, plus the flow's cold. I'm blessed, bro. I gotta confess, yo. We can't do business. Keep your face changed like Destro. And next G.I. Joe. But listen to me, bro. Things can change when you find out what you fighting for. And that's my business, so I'm out of here. Best believe Lakaza still got his battle gear.
DJ King Flo.
So ain't nothing sweet. I sense danger, I'ma deliver like Uber Eats.
Mixtape Addict.
Yeah, the warrior spirit in me, it never left. Quiet is kept, I follow Christ's steps. Yeah, divinity from the trenches, rare is my kind. God of my life, so I still shine. From the trenches, but my heart's divine. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine.
Still shine.
He always with me through the ill times. Gotta give the praise to God, cause I still shine.
So rocker. DJ King Flo.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Mixtape.
For the Lord of this hip-hop matrix, get a Morpheus, the glorious mouth wandering, fiend for Morpheus, cutting through illusions, decimate your life to ruins. His mind's been polluted by design in the blueprint. Throw your 2 cents in, potent smoke got him gagging. The pressurized chest like an airplane cabin. Insane savage, case of the booth, this brain pattern will leave your veins tatted, your icy chain shattered, knocking them off. Against this, impossible loss. Block street parties, both ends, we blocking them off. Juggernaut, runaway train, unstoppable force. Germany, Japan, worldwide, we rocking the tours. Soul rocking the third rock for the sun. Tilted off its axis, let your heart beat, knock with the drums. Watch your man is young and fall back, watching your tongue. Cause when it pop off, the weight we drop off is tons.
Yeah, boy.
will deluxe.
Doing underground.
Blue in the face, me muggy ain't new to this place. Wanna wimps, projectiles, catch two of your great.
So vodka,
these know-it-alls don't know not. I gotta blow any tops throughout the course. Flow lava, blow try the footprints in the sand. Any beef existing will get seasoned, then put in the pan. Swallowed up, won't go to the pit. Saw that sharp fingers devoured, got him chewed into bits. Your man's microscopic, unseen bacteria. Back with the bars, chugging brews in Bavaria. Horrific, so what I'm seeing these days is getting scarier. A lunchroom cipher, my base camp, the cafeteria. Up now, sun up and sun down. Downtown and uptown, running and gunning for the touchdown. Spike the ball on the turf, celebrating. Skyscraper doors, top floor, elevating.
On the record, oh yeah, I'm in my element. Try keeping your head above water. It's either sink or swim. I wanna see the kids. I'm like James of Florida Evans did. My people gather round for the vibes and for the hell of it. Living every day like your last. I take the good with the bad. A quick prayer for those just trying to give back. Nobody sees the things you do if they ain't eating off that. I swear the game is corny now, that's why I had to fall back. I took a little time off, man, y'all ain't knowing the half. We all going through some shit, make sure you doing the math. The situation ain't adding up, you'll know when to subtract. To every conversation played, make sure you get to the facts. When the dollars start coming in, that's how you get to the stacks. And making a way when you can won't get you more than you ask. Shit, I'm missing a lot of folks that I can never get back. So hold on to the good times and make the memories last.
Cherish that's the good times, you must believe in the fight. Every day that the world turns, are you living your life?
Cherish the good times, leave the troubles behind. Stay focused on your pen and execute on your grind.
Cherish the good times, you must believe in the fight. Every day that the world turns, are you living your life?
Cherish the good times and leave the troubles behind. Stay focused on your pen and execute on your grind. Yo, come on, let's get down to
let's get
it.
Down.
I swear to God, man, this beat is stupid. Pushing gay, the kid make good music.
What?
Something dope to get the crowd moving.
Move the crowd.
Cause you only live once before the Zaza and the Henny. It was a 40 in the blunt.
That
no diamonds, steady grills, just a fresh gold front. Coliseum, Jamaica Ave, I was rocking the
mix
bottom one. Well, old chain, nothing big, just a little thing. Heavy enough to have a little swing. Shit, I thought I was fly. Timberlands, Army fatigues, called Kanai.
Like I was
freestyling in basement, snapping out on the mic. Some of the best days of my life.
On your back.
Rocking with Will, my nigga Shell.
Yo,
I am up to the death, untold in third rail.
That's the answer.
You must believe in the fight. Every day that the world turns, are you living your life?
Cherish the good times, leave the troubles behind. Stay focused on your pain and execute.
Yeah, I've been locked down the streets like Mooch. About to stop now.
DJ King's
I used to fly ride around the town like I got plows. Pigs wanna cover my house like surround sound. You can leave me like the water, I would not drown. The streets are circus clowns, the one think it's worth it. Until they leaning in the hearse and shorty sold the purses. His mama making the dinner, she frying chicken perfect. In the midst of a tragedy, hope she find a purpose. Cause when you lose something major, all you feel is worthless. She only wake up in the morning just to close the curtains. Can't leave my mama hurting cause she don't deserve it. I'ma make the drama nervous when the trauma surface. Looking like Barack Obama got a murder. That's how we handle it after, it's like the Secret Service. If a dumb nigga speak it, then it can really hurt us. That's why most niggas beat you should really flip a burger. Yeah, yo, you wanna know what my life's like? Hand on the wheel when it's still, I'm at the stoplight. Ride past niggas is bad, I need a nice life. Yeah, yo, I shine brighter in the night light. Yeah, yo, you wanna know what my life's like? Hand on the wheel.
Yo, this Contagious Funk. You're now listening to my new single, No Way Out, on the Mixtape Addict Show with DJ King Flo from France to the U.S.
They got me cuffed up,
DJ King Flo.
Chained up, shackles on my feet, hard to stand up. Next to someone else from the waist up. Long bus ride, got me cased up. They got me locked up.
Mixtape
no way out. Gonna need a lawyer cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains and there's no way out. Got the denied bail so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up.
Shots be hot, send a
cot, 23 locked in on suicide watch. Attempted murder charge, trying to have a nigga ride, cause I'm facing 25 and the lawyer need a knot. Judges in cahoots with the lawyers and the cops, building up a case, I ain't talking about a box. Need a law library, tees and some socks. Need out this jumpsuit, need some sweats and a hot pot. Child not enough by 10, stomach rumbling. Ribs under gate, so my brain not functioning. Hard to get sleep, I see you on a beat. I'm tired of head counts and these damn thin sheets.
They got me locked up and there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains and there's no way out. Got denied bail so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up
and there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains and there's no way out.
DJ
got
King
denied
Flo.
Bail so there's no way out.
I got money on my books, commissary sheets filled in. Max Fives would have thought I spent a million. I don't use state shit, not they brushes or they toothpaste. Only for the first few days, waiting on bed space. Nothing left to do, read books, pump iron. Don't worry about the streets, stay focused, no crying. I might fly a kite, but every day, not a windy one. Hard to get in touch, all calls are expensive ones. Got a new visitor, PD came telling me. Nothing but bad news, said I had a B felony. He was court appointed and hearing what he was telling me. Want me to cop out, cause he was sleeping with the enemy.
They got me locked up, and there's no way.
Music. That big chain when you dress music. That mixtape with the best music. She want that old thing back. A fly guy sipping on a tall Mai Tai. Not a trick and I don't splurge, baby, why I try? The moment you emerge, I be saying bye-bye. It's that grown folk business. A one woman man, I don't need no mistress. But still all the ladies throw me all the kisses. Go hard for a brother, big shout to my sisters. Better tell him who the kid is and tell him all the things that the kid did. She wanted to play me all close, wanted to side with the kid so that she can post. But let her know, don't follow me around the club. 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 Just trying to show my rank some love. What the hell are you thinking of? I'm no baller, no pimp, no cheat. You ain't getting a goddamn damn from me. You better know about it.
Making sure my guns work. The one that made it out the mud first. When I think about it now, it does hurt. We used to converse in them Converse about turning raps to commerce, and now you're not here. But I know you right there in God's ear, helping me be top tier. Greatest storyteller since Nasir. Yeah, I got the rappers in my crosshairs. Fold them like lawn chairs. It's about to be a long year. I gladly trade sleep for purpose. I believe it's worth it. I could only see the surface. Now the writing on the wall purple. Every now and never, I remember trapping out my mama's Sentra. Had to be an ounce of better. I thought I'd do that shit forever, honestly. My trunk looked like a pharmacy, but with both thugs in harmony. These bars should be performed in the halls of Carnegie. I do quality and quantity with no apologies. Gone.
I've been through a lot. I need mine off top. Give a fuck what they think about me. Cause this shit don't stop us. Through the roadblocks, hit the gas, now we going full speed.
Mixtape addict.
chopping cheese and flipping Gouda. I still get some grunt, your wish, and a small farm with the big fishes. But I clean my plate, I'ma stuff my face, the revenge just tastes delicious. In a fast car chase with an ass car pace, and I'm in seat belts for bitches. But this ain't no place, if you're playing it safe, you might fuck around the missions. Get to the business, silence the witness, I got a pack of repentance. Run up the digits, yeah, when you say that, I don't believe in forgiveness.
DJ King Flow.
10 times a minute, I'ma keep going the distance. Who is the realest? I'm testing resolve like Jaws, you might need a dentist.
Mixtape,
running red lights in a coupe, I got the windows tinted. Ain't no failure, ain't no case, I do not know who did it. Cut the pile with a chosen few, it's time to get it. Trust none, gotta know it, peeping through the window. I don't trust none, nothing more, it's talking too much in the wall. I don't trust none, all this noise, I can hit crescendos. I don't trust none, tell them I don't trust none. Nah, I'm on my own, man, I might fuck around and turn this bitch into a body bag.
Gambler who run the Carolinas,
DJ
the fans
King
come.
Flow.
Throw bags to slow on all the rap shit, just slow gas it. Bring water like the Johnny pumps that blow nasty. Hit sewers with shooters, the audacity. Fascinating, appealing, underworld with Wonder Girl. Dope fiends love it, shooting they nuggets up. Extreme criminality, I'm like the Rothsteins, the Offsprings. All of this tucked inside my galaxy. Frankie Yale of the jail, silks, diamond spiders. We master writers, we dumb out, relentless on the come out. Nocturnal habits, the mavens, I'm too insulated. This is just a crusade, nigga, we made it. Focus, the gun told us, the fold is getting over, it's over now. Eating hummus and rovers, see tweaking, fumbling gophers, get rocked in they loafers, trying to stunt. Blunt front, knowing niggas and notice we jewel kings. Hate the bother you robbing, you don't even argue with it, slide it off, make a move, you nodding off. Drinking makers, the paintbrushes, we cake makers, Louis luggage, puffing the Dewey brothers, we straight haters. Farragamos, glass shoe chase, what's this? Just a silk and a crunch wrist, your lunch niggas. Call them chef and it's leftovers, they eat everything. Some niggas get caught in their best moments.
We the examples, we who we said we was, never faked it. Ones who were jury they couldn't play with, the ones who stayed rich. Details of my revolutionary ways probably get studied some CIA. Who has true power? The Torah are synagogue leaders, Quran readers are palm readers, witchcrafters are Christian pastors, rich rappers, Marx said, religion's the opiate of the masses. When I says, I got thoughts as if a therapist said, what time you want to learn what's in my head? While I'm reclining, I'm just stating facts as I respond, like when the army walks, with assault rifles in the army bases far beyond New York, or foreign blocks like Hamas guys in emergency triage, extended magazine like targets off. Heart beating stops, car speeding, cops pull you over to check for warrants, so give your best performance. Nobody got time for petty in the city of bosses. Sirens is my psychiatry office. This morning I woke feeling great, so I went to an auction to get lost in a different scene. Spent the ticket on art, so interesting. A painting of a fiend in Hudson Yard. Another painting was black natives before Central Park. You know the claims, this was all natives terrain. And the year was like 16 something, so could this mean hustling began when the Indian finessed the Dutch man with opium on horseback, this way before crack. We always been the mecca for supply and demand. In every era, legends in this land was going hand in hand. Damn, it's mind-boggling who we are, the modern kings. It gets spooky in Harlem, Bronx, Brooklyn, and all of Queens and Staten Island. Real type shit, dying species of real men. I feel that shit, yo.
Mixtape Addict, get it, dude. Everybody DJ King Flow.
Yo, I'm the result of Reagan's war crimes. Trickle down econ, greed is good. 80s baby, witnessing the phenom. Cocaine to cracking back, the blacks frowning down on that. Now bad bitches do bumps in plain sight when the crowd is packed. Your weed, how loud is that? Get you 50 hundo for a pound of that. How you like the sound of that? The boom, boom, bap. My music match my heartbeat. Blood spray patterns, I make you a famous art piece. That threats with a sharpie, you barking that you bite me, that's biting malarkey. The whip don't match the car key, stop fronting. Her drapes don't match the carpet, still nutted on her stomach. Plummeted a million men, beloved. Marianas Trench above it, ride of the Megalodon, the most underground and rugged. Bars. The RASKA2S's, the freshest. Who the best? I only give you two guesses. Nickel, go back.
My music match my heartbeat. Blood stains splattered, I make you a famous art piece.
Mixtape addict.
Surface, but it starts deep. The boom, boom, back, back. I really make you an art piece. My music match my heartbeat. Blood stains splattered, I make you a famous art piece. Surface, but it starts deep. The boom, boom, back, back. I really make you an art piece.
Yeah, yeah. Mopreme Shakur outlawed the unchained. Unlike the others, he dons a black mane. Raw blood through my veins, flesh on my fangs. Serving these niggas like plates of jerk wings. Me and Machiavelli once roamed the Serengeti on our quest for survival. Shakur's remains tribal. The sound of the drum, you know when we come. It's gladiator school and tools for our young.
I don't believe in pride, but I ride for my tribe. A knife for a knife, the canines on a saber-toothed liger, liar. Pants on a hyena, my heater, pry me clean off of your right femur. My team will eat to the bone, you die, shit, that's diarrhea. Lead a pack of wild cats, don't try and feed us. I kill more niggas than diabetes. Two Leo ladies braided my mane and white beaters. Walking with a panther. We ain't got the answers, but Ye made a statement. White lives matter, they do, but the white guys massacred Africa. You love your slave master.
These six lions committed such acts of savagery and put on such a display of power that it exceeded the already high expectations of all who make a living. Observe.
Like Lionel Richie, stumbling out the car, smell like Issy. Plus my bitch pissy, off the Deuce and you lame sissy. It's the creator of the Matrix and you pussy niggas acting glitchy. I broke the wrist to make the profits pop. Niggas doubt me in public, but they quiet when the trunk drop. Leader of the funk, I supply the bump you need. Swinging side to side when I pull up, make these 15s bleed. On this program, on this keyboard like a hacker, plugging in sounds in the pocket like I'm Brady. Three more seconds, but no more downs. Everything they get downhill. Black like Pepsi, Snow White pill. Church on the move, you know I'm sincere. You niggas at the bottom, we up a till. The South need us, lucky we here. Niggas watered down, shit is per mil. We bout to crash, wear your headgear. Rock a Gibraltar, you can see it clear. I am the coldest in the hemisphere. Atmosphere pressure filler when I rise. Rise to the top, Maya Angelou. You stuck at the bottom, I lead that to you.
We supply.
Two player.
We supply.
The greatest.
Southside in the red, pop in your great cassette, turn up your fucking deck. Me and me, your ear, because the Southside in the red.
Tell me when will I swing on balls again? Cause you're late night hugging, and you know the screens keep falling.
In the club on LA snow, dropping like droplets and she do it slow. Tonight ain't for wife and we leave her at home. Nigga, you in the era of the hoe. City girl go up 1,000. Yeah. When the country boy sit her on island.
That right.
One in the front, two in the back. Them cheeks shaking, y'all wild.
Wow.
In the midnight, niggas howling. Pull up in Chevys, it look like they smiling. Look like they stacking, it look like they piling. When we step in it, bitch, we be smiling. Like we double breasted in Italian. Let the trunk talk, we inside. Keep it OG and watch for the siren. Keep it player, we don't need the violence. Members only, we moving discrepancy. We be swinging and swinging this melody. If you phony, you cannot get next to me. We be banging this screw like it's heavenly. Where the dollars at? Where the fish place? In the weed smoke? Where the bottles at? Where Impala's at? Somewhere where boppers be bopping and I can pop collar at. Where the slab at? In them elbows. We aficionado and we sit bows. Like sightseeing on a whole stroll. She say bravo cause I bring a boatload. Treat the old school like Lego. Put it together, pump petrol. We the culture, we don't need a gate code. If we did, we just come and wreck, ho.
Tell me when will I swing on balls again? Cause you know
cause you know the lane now. Hugging, and you know the screams.
I don't need your cosign. Your dudes are swine like bovine. Ain't no tails, so flow's mine. Ain't no bench, it's go time. Crush the perp and roll slime. Boca Coast relaxing. The grind pro extra maxing. Pass it off like Mannings. Double L's with cannons. They know what they demanded. They wanna give it to them. They know I understand it. Splash your bodies like it's canvas. Coffee's out in Kansas. Holding wax for the cold like the record's out for ransom. God's angel, lake of fire. Water walk, I'm dancing. Fuck what these bums said. They haven't got the answers. Dropping like artillery in tandem. This is Manson. I spit my shit dirty, but I'm handsome. You my grandson. And then I danced on the work. I said a prayer, then it worked. Before I leave this wretched earth, God promised I know my worth. Hey, then I danced on the work. I said a prayer, then it worked. Ayo, I rhyme like it's dope time off the caddy, sniffing coke lines. I was broke and worthless, now I'm dancing like a ghost ride. When it's real, they show signs. I built it, put that cross on my back. Did the walk plus the whole nine. I really like the meal when it's prepared off your own grind. I'm nothing like these followers. Independently, I be my own kind. You either working or you don't. I've been said this is no lie. These listeners are spoiled. What sets me apart is my soul shines. I came a long way from county in them roll calls. Your story had no struggle, so I dozed off. You so soft. And then I danced on the work. I said a prayer, then it worked. Before I leave this wretched earth, God promised I know my worth.
DJ King Flow.
And then I danced on the work. I said a prayer, then it worked.
Mixtape at it.
Before I leave this wretched earth,
Mobster.
God promised I know
my worth.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape at it.
Hell yeah, man, we're gonna start it up, man. You know what it is, bro. Mixtape Attic Radio Show. I'm your host, King Flo. We connecting the dots, you know, from France to the US, as we usually do. And today I have my special guest, very special guest, Lex Le Kaiser, in the building.
What up? How everybody doing?
Hell yeah, man. So how's your day going so far, my bro?
Hey, man, blessed, staying on course, you know what I mean, working on two albums at once, and about to be finished with both of them, so, you know, just staying on course and making hip-hop pretty much a everyday part of my routine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and always putting out quality work, man. We're going to talk about that, but, you know, the mixtape addict tradition, bro, I have to ask you, you know, people are waiting for that. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
You know, I'm going to go with Premier, and... All right. Drama and then overseas guys, you know, I gotta say, I'm gonna share the crown, Ray D, and then now you, because I done got into this mixtape addict thing and really been following over the last 4 years, and like, you putting on for hip hop, bro. You really are.
Thanks man. I'm doing my best, you know, I'm doing my best to spread the word. Share the good music, you know, especially in those crazy times where when we hear a whole bunch of bullshit. So we here to, you know, pass the torch and keep the culture alive, bro.
Right. And that's what I'm here for, to bring substance back to the music. A lot of blah, 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 blah. And I mean, nobody really cares about that. I mean, if you ain't leading people in the right direction, what are we doing here?
Yep. Real talk, man. You know, I think we lost that in hip-hop. Not for every MC. There's still some MCs that have a positive message, but we need more, definitely.
Right, definitely. Because right now it seems like it's oversaturated with dumb talk, and it just makes us look stupid, and it's like we lost right now. Mm-hmm. But we need somebody who pushing some stuff that makes sense and pushing the culture forward, because right now we're stagnant.
Yup, we'll talk, man. And I'm asking you some mixtape addict questions, bro. You know how we do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss the mixtape format?
Man, definitely. I think because back in the days, it introduced you to a lot of new artists. And like now, it's just like, I mean, if you ain't getting co-signed by nobody, nobody's really hearing about the good artists. And there's really no way to get their names out there. So mixtapes is always a good way to bring like new people to the platform and to the table and give other people options.
Mm-hmm. Real talk, man. Real talk. You know, the mixtapes are, you know, one of the foundations of hip-hop. Because back in the mixtape days, you had to show and prove in those mixtapes. You know, there were no other way. You had to have the co-sign from the DJ.
Right, exactly. And your music had to be good, too, for them to push it. You know what I mean? Because, yep. I mean, it was purely about what the people thought, you know? So it had to be good. It was about talent. It wasn't about a machine behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, the Spotify and all that, they kind of stole the mixtape concept with the playlist and stuff.
Yeah, I know, you're right. But it just don't hit as like it did back in the days because it was actually out in the streets. So that means when you see somebody riding around the corner, you know, in the ride or whatever, in the rims, and you're hearing the music too. You know what I mean?
Yep, for sure, man.
You know what I mean? It's a new form, but it kind of takes away from how it used to be.
Yeah, but we got to stay creative and try and, you know, put it in a different form. You know, that's what I'm trying to do with the Mixtape Addict show on the radio. Because, you know, I got flagged many times by Dead Piff, you know, all those labels. You know, they were suing Dead Piff, telling all the DJs to take their mixtapes off the site, or they were going to sue. I had, like, I remember 3 letters from Warner Bros., you know, back in the days.
Wow.
They shut down all my Dead Piff accounts back then, so, you know.
Wow. Hey, that's how you know you're doing something right.
Yep, exactly. Man, I'm trying to say the positive thing, the positive side of things, you know what I mean?
Right, no doubt.
And tell the people about the mixtape game in itself, because you're based in North Carolina, and I talked to a lot of dudes, you know, from New York. We kind of know the history of mixtapes on the... in New York, you know, Philly and all that. But how is it, you know, in North Carolina and the South?
In North Carolina, it's like a breeding ground because we get a little bit of everything. We get up north influence, and then we also get down south influence. That's why you have some dudes sounding like they from Atlanta, and then some dudes sounding like they rap from New York. And it's really a mixture of everything because we get it all. And, like, it's almost like they experiment with the music down here and see how we feel if it... If it pop here, then it's a go. You know what I mean? Because that's why a lot of these people and groups, they also come here and perform in Raleigh and things like that, because it's a great place to test out your stuff. So we get an influence from both sides.
Dope. Yeah, you guys are in the middle of both. So yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing, though, you know, to be not too far from New York, not too far from Atlanta, from Texas,
right,
and all that. So you get definitely... different sounds, different culture, different takes on hip-hop culture, and the different ways to see it.
Definitely. And you'd be surprised, like, a lot of us North Carolina guys, we even took to a lot of the West Coast music, because their music is dope. You'd be surprised, a lot of North Carolina people that like a lot of West Coast music as well. So we really got influence from everywhere.
Dope. And can you tell us, like, some... maybe some DJs from the Carolinas that I used to put in work. Right now, off my mind, I can think of DJ Chuck T, for example.
Yeah, DJ Chuck T. He definitely out here still putting on. He definitely got the youth out here. And then a DJ from my city, Burlington, DJ Bam, he's passed away, though. Rest in peace to Bam. And he was, like, one of the first DJs that he invited me to his house. And I spit just a freestyle stuff on some Junior Mafia beat. And it kind of got out in the streets, and people started hearing about me. You know what I mean? So, rest in peace to Bam. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of DJs around that's doing their things on the radio now. It's more radio culture. But that's more the culture that's going on here in North Carolina right now. It's more about getting on the radios.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, like I told you, you know, the DJs had to, you know, do things differently. Like, we were having problems with the mixtape because of copyright and all that. So now the radio stuff is allowing us to express our, you know, our mixtape DJ skills, you know, like bring, you know, new MCs on, get freestyles done on industry beats with some shit that you cannot do on Spotify because your shit will get flagged, you know?
Hey, I did forget about a DJ who is actually out here putting in work, DJ Nabs. He used to be a DJ with Crisscross.
Okay.
He's from Durham, North Carolina. And, like, he really out here putting on big right now. You know what I'm saying? Doing shows. He got his own music going on. So big up to DJ Nabs.
For For sure, for sure. Big ups to all the DJs out there that are still pushing the new artists, you know, and not only playing the mainstream music, which is easy to do, but the hardest thing is to find the you know, that rare gem, you know what I'm saying? Like the artists that have talent and somewhere hidden in the city, you gotta find them, put them on the map. That's how how DJs should do, you know?
Yeah, hey, also, there's a new track that I've discovered on YouTube that some DJ put together. It's a song with me. They got me on the hook, and then Nipsey Hussle comes right after me, and then Rhapsody Raps. CL Smooth is on it, and Talib Kweli, I think, is on it. And, I mean, it was crazy. It was a crazy mix, but it, actually, it's our song. The one song me and you put together, Money's the Root of Evil.
Nice,
they're using the hook, and they put those rappers on it. Man, it sounds dope.
Check it out sometime.
Money's the Root of Evil. And it was featuring Lex Lakaza, Rhapsody, CL Smooth. I mean, that's our work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's dope. That's the power of DJs, man, creating something, you know?
Yes, sir.
They probably got the acapella from a DJ pack somewhere in New York.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. When I heard it, I was like, okay, they probably got the acapella from a DJ pack and put it together. But, man, when you hear it, it sounds great, bro.
Dope. I'll definitely check it out. As soon as I'm done with the interview, man, I'm going to check this shit out. Because I like those type of remixes. You know, they give, like, your breath of fresh air for songs, you know, that might be old or whatever, mixed with the new. That's good shit, man.
Yeah, hey, and shout out to those DJs. I can't think of the name right now, but shout out to y'all. And see, simple ways like that was how dope hip hop got discovered back in the days. And somewhere we went wrong and got away from that.
Yep. Real talk, man. And to you, what makes a dope mixtape? Like, what do you want to hear when you press play on a mixtape?
Not the same 12 people they keep trying to push in my face. I don't want to just hear them. Hip hop is bigger than that, man. I don't want to do that. When I see the same names over and over, I ain't even interested no more. Mm-hmm. I need to hear something new, baby.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like we said, you know, back then you had the DJ Clue. He was playing all the big names too, but you see those underground guys in the track list somewhere.
You want to hear that. You want to hear that. Oh, who these guys? They knew. You want to see who knew and who hot, what kind of style they got. Because hip-hop, man, it's just so many different styles. Yep. To be stuck on the same dudes is basic, man. It don't make sense.
Yep. But I think when you're truly passionate about music and especially about hip-hop, you know, you're always looking for new stuff to hear.
Right.
And we gotta keep the legacy alive. So I hope, you know, there's going to be some new MCs, you know, younger than us, that's going to represent for the culture, man.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep putting in my work and doing my part, you know what I mean?
For sure, man.
Whether they rock with it or not, I'm real. It's authentic.
Yeah, real talk, man. That's organic, authentic. That's that good music, man. And for those that don't know you yet, what can you say about Lex Lakaiza? Like, when did you start taking it seriously to become an MC?
A while ago, like when I was actually in Germany, I got out the army and I was making some videos in the barracks and stuff like that. And then I realized it's something I can do, I believe, you know, because like my whole family, I come from a musical family, and I just wasn't like everybody else can really sing really good or either play an instrument. And I was like, I ain't that great at an instrument, but I can play the drums, but I was okay as a drummer, but I just knew it was something else. And when I got into the hip hop thing, it just started becoming easy and the songs started just coming to me. And I realized that was my niche. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now it's really all about building a catalog and then having a little something in my bag for everybody. You know what I mean? So it ain't just about, I want these type of people to like me. No, it's about, I got something for everybody. You know what I mean? Because that's what hip hop is about, life. I mean, if you portray one side of your life, you narrow-minded in one, you know, you one-sided. Like, in hip-hop life, it's a lot going on in life. So you can touch a lot of different areas. You don't have to be stuck in one thing. Oh, I'm this. No, I'm everything, what I need to be. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's because you're inspired by life and all the things that's going on around you.
For real. That's why it's hard to run out of content, raps. Like, that's why I never run out. Like, I don't really have writer's block because there's always some. As long as you're learning every day, you always got something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And it's because you're passionate about what you do, man. You've been doing it for years, man.
No doubt.
Yeah. And to you, what's the secret to longevity?
Getting out and seeing the world, living life. and getting off social media, getting outside, mm-hmm. you know, getting in touch and talking to different people and just learning different things and seeing different environments. Like I'm in North Carolina, the nature here is beautiful. So yeah. we out in it a lot, you know, and when you realize simple things like that inspire you.
Oh, for sure, man, for sure. And we got to tell the people, man, because maybe the listeners don't know about that. But you see, where you're standing right now, I was there a few months ago.
Right. You was right here in my house.
Hell yeah,
right here,
man.
In this studio.
Yeah. That's the power of hip hop right there, man.
Right. That's right, man. We met online doing a little business. And then I invited King Flo to come to my place. And he stayed here for like 2.5 weeks. We went up to New York, mm-hmm. went up to the radio station, Sirius XM. And like, we brothers now, like for real. You know what I mean? Hell him yeah. and his lady came and stayed in my house. So this is going to be a brotherhood. This all started online, and then it happened in real life. And yep. then we realized, hey, this is some real stuff. You know, I even called my brother. I'm like, man, hey, King Flo, like, he nice for real. Like, it ain't no bullshit.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
No doubt.
It's so dope, man. That kind of experience. That's what I like, you know, about hip-hop and also about the use of technology, man, because we connect mm-hmm. online, like you say. You know, I produced a few tracks for you, did some promo and all that.
Man.
And, you know, I said, man, we gotta meet in real life, and man, it was a wonderful experience that we'll yep. never forget. Definitely right. never forget.
No doubt. It was real, man. We got outside and seen a lot. Took you to some waterfalls, some mountains. Yep, it was dope.
Yeah, that was my first time in North Carolina. You know, meeting you, your wife, you know, your family, man. That was so authentic, organic, and that's definitely a big source of inspiration. You know.
Yes, sir. And yeah, I was listening to the type of beats you was making after we went into the wilderness. It was different.
mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That's yeah. the way I'm trying to evolve, man. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not trying to do the same beats all over and over. I like to.
Right.
I'm like you.
Different places you get inspired, man. You
yeah.
know?
I'm just like you, man. I get inspired by life in general. Life and people and experiences, stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And we made something great, you know, that's about to come out. You know, it's called The Contact.
Wait till y'all get this new album called The Contact. DJ King Flo and Lex LaCasa. Get ready.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to make music, you know, is to link up in real life, enjoy some food, enjoy, you know, real life, man, enjoy some good moments.
Right.
That's when you create the best music. Because
working online,
that's one thing, you know, it's cool, but you can never get the full potential of your music until you actually meet in real life and get in the studio, you know.
It's like you putting you got to put a soul with a soul, you know what I mean? Like, anybody can portray to be anything online. Mm-hmm. Once you get together and actually look through each other's soul, through each other's eyes, man, you know, you see, okay, all right, this is real right here, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man. And we did some amazing tracks and actually going to New York to Shade 45 together was crazy, man, like, you know. I don't have to.
Me too. I was a little starstruck, and I'm just like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
This is what making dope hip hop brings you here.
Hell yeah, that's just the mecca of hip hop. You from North Carolina, I'm from France, and we together in the mecca of hip hop in one of the biggest radio stations in the world, man. Not only in America, but in the world.
Right, that's real talk, man. I'm from a small town in North Carolina. Burlington, you know what I mean? I'm like, whoa. I'm in downtown New York at the biggest radio station pretty much there is.
Yeah.
Get the interview for my song. That's crazy. Yeah.
Big shout out to DJ Clips, DJ Riz, and Rappers Out of
yes,
Control.
Yes, Rappers Out of Control. Check it out.
Yep. I remember one good moment when we first walked through the door in their studio, our song was playing.
Right. Hey, that is crazy. I mean, the second we walk through the door, I'm hearing money. So I'm coming in the door naturally rapping. Because it was like, hey, Q, bam. Oh, that was dope right there, man.
Hell yeah, man.
For real. I mean, the very first song they played was Money.
Yep. That's the good energy right there, man. It could have been better than that, man.
Yes, sir. You can't beat that. And that's real.
Hell yeah, man. And what's coming next? You know, we got the album, you know, together. And what are you planning to do after that? Like, you know, did that experience influence you to, you know, go into some other new things? You know, tell the people.
Yes, Now I'm glad you said that, because we were just having a conversation today. All right, so, all right, you know, we got the contact coming. And then also during that time, I've been working with my album with Jagger from Germany. Salute my boy, Boom Jag Productions, Mr. Jagger. So I've been working on that too. So that's about done. So
nice.
Really, I got two albums done. The Contact and the Book of A. Enoch is coming.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be pretty deep. So, you know, Book of A. Enoch, I ain't just a rapper. I'm actually creative. Sorry. You know, mm-hmm. It ain't popular to be nowadays. It's not really popular to be like a real artist, but that's who I am. So, sorry. I apologize in advance.
That's how you learn me, man. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, you stay creative. Right. And what I like about your music is that you talk about different subjects. You know, you're not afraid to talk about certain things, serious subjects, about life stuff. What do you get that inspiration? Like, you always been like that? Like, when you first started?
Yeah. I have actually always been that guy. Sometimes it'll say the wrong things in the room that might shake everybody up and make everybody feel uncomfortable. But it's true what I'll say. Mm-hmm. But I've been that guy always. That'll just say the uncomfortable thing everybody thinking about don't want to say it. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it.
Yeah,
so that's how, you know, it's always, people see something, but hey, there's always something else that you can interject in there that, you know, so, mm-hmm. So I've been that guy to say the uncomfortable thing.
So for sure, but somebody got to say it, man, you know?
Somebody got to do it.
And tell people, man, about your special connection with European hip-hop, because maybe the people don't know, but you've been out there and you actually went to Germany for a long time. So tell people about your experience out there, man.
Yeah, Germany was cool, man, like on their little underground scene, because somehow as a soldier, I was on the show circuit around there to all the like German clubs going around. Just, we was an American group called First Brigade, and they were just going around basically touring all the clubs there. And don't really know how, I just sort of got into it, started out with a freestyle session down in Hanau, Germany. Then we got sponsored by Nietzsche. And then, so we had a Nietzsche clothes, and then we was just traveling around to different clubs. And then, you know, later, a lot of those guys left, and I ended up staying over there a little longer. I got married to a stewardess and flew around most of Europe. So that was also dope. That was another experience within itself.
Mm-hmm.
And flying business in first class. So that was definitely another experience in itself. And basically, you know, see, once that happened, she introduced me to the guys up in Kassel, Germany. That was Knothead Productions, and that's where I met Jagger, Marcus Heiner, Pax Beats. And they was like three, it was a production crew and some DJs, and it all kind of hung in a crew together. And Peace to Rafa, too, he's a DJ. And like, they all just kind of hung and met at a studio all the time, and they really didn't have an MC. So it was just like perfect, you know, so I gave them my tapes and let them knew what I made. I had like 7 albums already made, but they was like dirty albums. They wasn't mixed down. Ain't nobody gonna hear this shit. You know what I mean? But like, if you're just sitting in the room and hit play, you could be like, damn, this shit hot. You know what I mean? But you know, I ain't gonna never put it out there because it's grimy, dirty. But but like, I was already preparing myself for this though. So like, when I got with these guys, I officially had released something in 2004. That was We Trio It's NC maxi single. Like, We Trio was on one side, It's NC was on the B side, and then Nowhere to Run was also on there. So I released that in 2004, and that was around the time like Mike Jones and them was hot. Cause they mixed my song, they remixed It's NC with I think it was Tippin or something. It was something crazy, but it was a crazy ass mix. It was like, wow. But it was around 2004. And then, but I realized, like, I was working with those guys for a few years, and then I realized that, you know, sometimes some people are perfectionists and they're too afraid to put out their stuff because they're afraid of what the public gonna say. And I started kind of seeing that was the vibes I was getting. So, long story short, eventually I ended up coming back to the States and, you know, basically starting my own thing with La Casa ENT and with all the knowledge that I learned from those guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then me and Jagger still stayed in contact. And Jagger, man, he just the type of guy, he just pumps it out and just does the work. He's a studio rat, you know, he wants to stay in the lab and work all the damn time, which is dope, you know what I mean? And so that's why we stayed in contact. And then he still mixes my stuff down, like, you know, and you mix some of my stuff down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's just like, you know, I had to go on with, you know, what I learned and put all that together and start putting my own stuff out. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to link with Ski Beats for a little bit. And, you know, I had an idea, hey, let's start something new. Cause I started doing my solo thing, but then I wanted to throw my brother in the act. So I came up with Splash Brothers. And then, you know, we did two albums and an EP. Two albums and an EP. And that was in the middle of doing my solo stuff. So as you see, like, creatively, I can kind of switch up and do multiple projects and do different things and still keep, you know, concepts and things like that and make it interesting and, you know, and still keep it authentic. You know what I mean? Yep,
for sure. And you work with Sadat X too.
Yeah, Sadat X. Yep. We linked up it started with him like that. I met Sadat X online. Hit him up in the inbox. Hey, man, I want to work with you, yada, yada, yada. You know, you can give me the same spiel you give everybody when we're, you know, all right, you're going to have to pay me a little something. And, you know, it's got to be, you know, some real positive or whatever, you know, not too crazy. So, and I, you know, gave me the spiel, but I told him, cool, but I want to give this money to you in person. And he was like, oh, shit, okay. It kind of threw him off because nobody ever hit him with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then when we gave him the money, we paid him extra just because. Because he's Sadat X.
Yeah, yeah. And the crazy thing is that he lived not too far from you. Like, I thought he was in New York and shit, but no, he's close
to you. Right. He's right. I think he's in Raleigh. So, you know, and I'm in Burlington. So me and bro gassed up the whip, and we shot to Raleigh, met him at a bar, sat down and had some drinks. And then, you know, that's why I told him I did that, because it's one thing to type online, but you got to see a person and see that this motherfucker's for real. Like, mm-hmm. he ain't no joke. Like, yeah, I don't care what you think. Look at me. Yeah, you see it. Like, you're going to have to see me. That's the thing.
Yep. That's some real authentic stuff right there. I like that, you know?
Yeah. I don't like to do just computer stuff, but you don't really know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're going to have to talk to me in real life, dog.
Yep. That's how you build long-time relationships.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how did that affect you as an MC, you know, to, you know, travel back and forth, you know, to Europe, having those connections, working with a German producer, working with me, French producer? You kind of like your international legs, man.
Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty much still to this day. Like, I really only work with international people. Like, no, I work with Ski that one little stench, but other than that, nobody in America is like trying to throw me no beats or anything, like, but I'm cool with it. Like, I mean, because now I come to realize in this journey in hip hop, man, like, you can throw that black and white shit out the window. Some people just got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Real talk, man. It's not about color, you know, it's more about education and knowledge, you know.
Bro, it's a few dudes. You, Jagger, fucking DJ Cancer, like, y'all could be black from the rhythm and flow y'all got into you. I don't know what it is. Y'all got something in you that we got.
yeah, real talk. Well, you know, I grew up listening to black music my whole life. My father, you know, he put me on to smooth jazz, you know, he put me on to funk music, R&B, you know, the Bob James.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the basis of all that, man. That's the basis. You know what I'm saying?
George Clinton, the George Benson, Al Jarreau, those guys, you know. So when you grow up hearing this type of music every day, it grows into you.
Right, definitely. And I can hear it. I hear it coming out of your beats, bro. I hear it.
Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate you.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. So yeah, we got the album The Contact that's dropping soon. And we got a feature on there too with the homie Denzelism from France.
Yeah, peace up. What up, Denzel?
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. So, you know, we dropped a video. We dropped a money video, too. And we're going to drop the album. I don't know if it's going to be out by the time the interview will be out. But, you know, we'll let you people.
It's coming.
Yep. And if you had three words to define that project, what could you say?
Shit is amazing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's definitely dope. Like, it's different.
It's hip hop that's needed right now. Yep. It's really needed. Because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, we kind of a throwback anyway, but we a modern throwback. Oh, yeah. It sounds like today, like what it used to sound like, but today.
Yeah, for sure. With a modern touch to it.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man. And I'm so happy about that project. I know I tell people if a track is average, I'll say it. You know me. I tell the truth. But so far, what we did, I don't have anything to say. This shit is just so dope, man. So
yeah, everything. I don't know. It's just like when we got in the room together and started working. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see chemistry at its finest.
Yep. Your talk, man. That's some good energies right there. You know, coming.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And do you have any words of advice for the young MCs and producers out there?
The best thing to do, don't be trying to be all in Timberland and all these dudes' inbox. They ain't gonna help you out. Find you a nobody producer, no name, and build. Y'all build with each other. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Find you somebody that's, you be like, dang, he got some good beats. And the producer's like, dang, I like his flow. Mm-hmm. Boom, there you go. Let's start from ground to bottom up and get you some few projects under your belt. And then, you know, that's the best way to build.
Yep, you're right. And I think you're open to new ideas this way, so you don't have to follow somebody else's mindset, you know.
You got to create
something from scratch.
Exactly.
Yep.
Organic. Some real organic.
Hell yeah, man. Organic stuff, bro. That's the only way to do it.
Right.
Staying really organic, staying creative, man.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. And when can we expect Lex LeKaiser in Europe, back in Europe?
Hopefully for this next project. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they hear something and invite us back. That'd be dope.
For sure. And you know, you're welcome anytime at the crib, my man.
Yeah, and we definitely need to come over there to y'all. We working on that for next year.
Nice. So we're going to build some more. That's how we do it, man. As soon as
you're
there, you'll be sitting on that couch right there writing balls.
All right.
yeah, my man. And we got a few minutes left in the Mixtape Addict show, you know, so I advise people, get ready to hear some King Flo and Lex LeKaiser. You know,
we
got two videos, we got some more coming, the album is coming. And you, Lex, do you have any last words for your fans, you know, for the people that listen to your music across the globe?
All right, for the people that listen to my music, man, just know that I'm just trying to give the world hope and lead people in the right direction, because it's a lot of darkness out here that's tricking people and fooling people down the wrong path. And I think it's just time as a people to get rid of the evil things and get back on the path to God. Let's be honest.
Yep, real talk. Real positive message. All right, everybody that's listening, make sure you take those words of advice.
One love.
Yes, sir, man. Thanks for your time, my man, Lex. We're going to connect some more, you know what I mean?
Already, my brother.
My G. Take care, and big up to the family. Sorry, everybody.
You too, man. I hope everything works out with you and Sarah. Tell her be blessed.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
All right, brother.
Peace, man. Take care.